Blog Talk Radio.
Infinite One among us, we call on you this evening to be with us, to sing through us, through our open hearts, that we may come to truly appreciate this garden of delight, that we may have the refinement to experience the infinite pleasures that you make available to us. That through your presence, the mystical keys held in our deep roots release their gifts, that we may too fly high beyond the bounds of our imagination, beyond the fiery grip of the human nervous system, that we may be free, true to your divine essence. Hello, I'm Jane, and this is Poetic Patterns. Welcome to all our listeners this evening. So, Danny, are you there?
Yes, hi, Jane, and hello to all the listeners in Ireland, England, Canada, everywhere in the world.
So I think Avril is actually not at the moment. I think she's having some kind of computer difficulties.
So well, that's the miracle of things changing, Jane.
Oh, Avril, there you are. Wow, because
hello.
It says that caller has dropped on my... Oh, that's wonderful. Welcome. Yay, we're all here.
Yay.
You do love to surprise, don't you?
It's not through choice, Jane. It just happens.
Okay.
All right. So I picked a card while the music was playing there. And the Divinity Quest cards. And I got number 36. Bachst du Prihas Esetu, and it says, I've seen this one recently, actually,
Yes,
on ascension.net. Oh, because I recognized the character in the middle. I thought, I know you, I've seen you recently, because somebody, I think Barbara Catherine said, it looks like somebody energy. Anyway, I digress. In our desire to find an identity in the mirrors of the tribe, we seek sameness and with ignorance condemn diversity. It is in supported diversity where the unique contributions of individuals supply vitality to the many.
That's really beautiful, Avril.
Wow. Yes, it is. Seeking sameness in the mirrors of the tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when we're searching for identities.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, you see, that's the one I chose last week, Avril. So I was surprised to see it. It was Connie from Germany who had, she had posted it on the Facebook page that she had been picking it several times as well.
Really?
So,
wow,
yes.
This is quite a message then.
Yes. But I think maybe, well, it really lies maybe in, you know, our unique, you know, fully contributing in our unique way, you know?
Yeah, shattering the illusions of identity and just going with the uniqueness in itself as what expresses through the infinite, yeah.
It also says to me about acceptance of others. Accepting not just our uniqueness, but the uniqueness of others. And that's where judgment comes in, doesn't it? And self-reflection when comparing. Yeah. This card to me says compassion. This is a very compassionate card.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think that when we learn to appreciate our own uniqueness, we can see it in others. Then we're capable of seeing it in others. Like you say, when we show compassion to ourselves, we appreciate that uniqueness, and that like sort of transfers to everything that we see around us as being unique as well. So we come to appreciate it more in others as well.
Mhm. Yeah, and it's an open sort of stance, like the actual sigil or escargot, you know, has a very
yes.
open posture. So, you know, with a really open heart, I think, as you're saying.
Yeah,
yes.
That's funny, isn't it? Because you know, you feel like you're kind of. You kind of jettison everything that you see around you when you go inward and you find this uniqueness. You feel like it's so special, and like, you know, you stop comparing it to anything around you, and then it's like all of a sudden everything around you drops away and you see the preciousness of every life form around you. So it's like by going within, you're actually coming out as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. Yes, so in that open sort of compassion beyond judgment, we can go in and find or just welcome the unfolding of the preciousness. Okay. So will I say mine maybe next?
No, let's forget it. No, let's do something else.
So number 9, viraras hesitu nanus. And I've been really in just a simple line. True humility is not based on comparisons, but by acknowledging the infinite worth of all expressions of the one life.
Wow.
Wow.
We're really expanding on this theme now, eh?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Wow, I'm feeling a real opening in my high heart.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Very expansive,
I think,
yeah.
And the high heart savors uniqueness, maybe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Savors uniqueness.
Well, certainly, a lot of matrices tend to drop away when you start working with these Divinity Quest cards, because when you start focusing on the escargot, the lettering on the card, you necessarily force yourself to go beyond the matrices of convention that's around you and look for that which you will not necessarily recognize so easily. Largely it's non-cognitive, the message, so it might come through as a feeling or an expansion of energies, or, you know, or you might start speaking languages like you and Avril do. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, this is card number 56. Menhur sahve ublechspi. Each makes his own reality through the attitudes he wishes to cultivate and the emphasis he chooses to give. Within our ability lies the power to live heaven on earth and make all the world our sacred sanctuary. So I'll just say that last bit again. Within our ability lies the power to live heaven on earth and make all the world our sacred sanctuary. I have a curious friend with me.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, he looks like one of those Star Wars characters, you know, the woolly bear type characters in the
Ewok.
Woods. The Ewok. Yeah, he looks like an Ewok.
So, does Ewok have anything that they want to contribute or say? Or?
No, he's very quiet. There's just one of them there. He's very quiet.
Oh. So when you say there, where is?
When I say
there,
I can see in my mind's eye.
Right.
And he's quite interdimensional, so, you know, he's in my room.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, Dani, we were thrilled to learn that you went to the Toronto retreat and you experienced the calling of the Thunderbirds with Almeen there.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to play
that?
The music, or did you want me to just talk about that a little bit?
Maybe just talk in a very simple way about it and how you experienced it and what they are and what their energies do.
Sure.
Thank you.
They're huge white birds, you know, as Almeen posted some pictures, some interdimensional pictures, and also some people on Facebook have posted those pictures. You can see one really clearly. Karen posted one, and it looks like clouds, but that's the bird. That's the they're huge birds. And they are here to help us metamorphose our nervous system to one of cooperative system, because our nervous system was under the had been captured by the dragons, and it was under very strict control by the dragons. So that's what we manifested, this kind of very strict and controlled behavior patterns. So now that we've transfigured those energies, we can now metamorphose into our next stage, which is a more cooperative stage, and that's what the Thunderbirds are here to help us progress with. And when you play this music from the 18 sound elixirs, it's called, what is it called again? Coming home,
singing
or something. Singing my way home. Yeah, and so you can call on them. I think Almeen recommended evenings the best time for them. Once you start working with them, they'll kind of show up very readily. So I invited them, so they've joined us now since the beginning of the show. They're very, very, how shall I say, it's a very primordial kind of being. They can transfigure themselves through various levels, various dimensions. So Almin mentioned that they will help us metamorphose in seven levels of our nervous system, to bring activate seven levels of our nervous system. And this will make life infinitely easier. I mean, personally, my experience was that I went through a huge amount of detoxification when I first started working with the Thunderbirds. So do take care of that. For me, it was a lot of heat in the body, and I just kept calling them and calling them to help clear the nervous system. And so it's essentially clearing a lot of toxicity out of the nervous system at the first stage. And then you start evolving beyond that. And also the oil for the high heart will help you, because your heart will open really a lot. And these are very, very highly, highly developed beings. So they're very honorable and very sort of adroit in their, they're very correct in their behavior. And, you know, they don't fool around. You have to have a really, really pure intent to work with them.
I'm just putting on some personal fragrance oil. Thank you, Danny. That was really interesting. And I just felt drawn to have a nice experience with my nose. So, a personal blend from Almin. I'm just putting on. And it surprised
amazing,
me, actually.
Barbara.
What?
But I chose my personal fragrance as well today.
Oh, really?
You're really showing up in our unique aspect.
That happens before as well.
Do you girls want to say something? Anything coming through?
When the Thunderbirds are here, actually, I feel very tall. I become much taller than I, you know, am. Sort of generally. I just feel so tall. Yeah. I don't know if I look taller, but I feel like I'm, you know, very tall.
Yeah.
Can you speak to them, Jane?
Can I speak to them? Nyo ton taha yata kate he po na ti ka na tu ta ta kate to hayan. Nyatan taye tiki to bay na takato taha yatiki bo ya do taha. Nyo ta bay takate de ni tukoto no taye taha. Nuntaya lakatandi hunatahi yedikitu haya namaya ta. Duntaya tiki duntayi namana. Hoyoti tatahi kanati.
Wow.
No beginning and no end. Boundless being.
I'm getting a bit
reverent.
Oh.
Go ahead, Avril.
I'm getting gold here.
Me too.
A shade of gold, but there's also there's also a bit of silver around. It sort of saddens out a little bit. There's silver there as well, maybe on the outer edges of the shapes, but it's lovely gold.
That's beautiful.
And it's actually the smell of my personal blend. I'm smelling it now. Because it surprised me. I thought, my personal blend, this is the thing about expectations. I thought, oh, it's going to be spicy and it's, you know, going to have a hint of this and that, because I know me, I know what my personal blend will be. So it was totally different. It was really lovely. It's, I can't explain, but it's a bit of gold and silver at the moment. And what about you, Jane? With your personal...
personal blend.
Blend. I forgot to talk then. I forgot to finish my words.
I think mine is blue.
Blue.
Blue, blue.
Is it like a midnight blue?
No, it's lighter, but it's
lighter.
But when you say night, it is like it is a blue lit from within.
Very nice rhythm. And Dani, just to draw you in as well, have you got a personal blend?
No, it's not a personal blend. I'm wearing the High Heart oil.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm getting that, and plus the Thunderbirds are around, so I'm getting that purpley pinky light.
Wow, yeah. I really saw that coming. In the sky this week, just everywhere.
Oh, did you?
Everywhere. That's intense. Intense.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been extraordinary cloud formations, actually, all week.
extraordinary, like there's intense activity within them. I mean, it's like whole other world as far as
wow.
I can, you know, but there's that kind of pinky color, and then there's a kind of green as well. In particular, though, a lot of variety.
That's a really interesting rhythm going on there.
Yeah.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. Is that you, Jane?
It may be my companionable traffic orchestra.
Oh, yes.
It may be that. So I specifically intended before the show, actually, that I wanted to create a sort of a safety, sacred bubble to minimize the traffic sound. So I was like, using the people, and I wanted to extend it out to make a place for deep silent connection from which we could take off, and
nice.
Yeah, I think.
Isn't that funny, Jane? Because I've got to really enjoy your traffic sounds. At first, I thought, oh no, we need silence on the radio. We can't be having traffic going up and down. And then it's like they've joined us, and
we absorb them.
We absorb it, and I really enjoy them because it's like we're all meeting in the same place and life is going on outside of our still place, and that traffic is life going on. So we've got the bubble. It's just, we're just hanging out.
Yeah. It feels really nice, the bubble.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I realize the power of intention, actually, and whether I use it or not, it's a constant companion. But when I actually take it on board, it enlivens everything in a new way.
Yeah, each moment is anew. That's for sure.
Yes, it's like I'm intending my presence now that I, I'm intending my presence. Yeah.
That's a lovely focus.
I think that's a good one. I'm going to keep that in mind now for the coming days.
Let us know how it comes out.
Wow.
Is there anything else that you girls want to cover?
We were going to play music, weren't we?
We have the Thunderbirds. Well, how about we play the music and then we, reconvene with closing notes? How about that?
Sounds good.
Closing notes.
Okay.
I like it.
So I'm going to press play now for the Thunderbirds singing My Way Home from Almeen's 18 Sound Elixirs album. I hope it's ready. Mm-hmm.
A little bit louder, Jane, but not quite as loud as it went. That's lovely. A little bit louder, Jane.
Is that the end of the music?
That is the end of the music.
That was fantastic. I really felt like I should be getting up and dancing with that. I didn't, though, but I can see that would be really valuable. It's like shaking it out. You can shake out and whatever it is you would need to shake out with that drumbeat.
An ocean of motion.
An ocean of motion, yes. That was great.
Well, I more experienced it as like complete silence and stillness. This is the wonder of Almin's work. I mean, it is, it's boundless in how we can experience it at any given time. And when taking wonderful company into account,
Wow, that's great.
So for the closing note, regular singing.
All right, closing notes.
And it was bright blue as you were talking, James. And it was so sweet, this little budgerigar. You know, the black dots on eyes and their little beak.
Oh.
Maybe it was a thunderbird downsized.
Music made manifest. Or maybe it is. But we did say the song of the Thunderbirds. So maybe that has, you know, various formulations.
Yes. But that was I felt this bird through you, and it was so sweet. It was I can't tell you. It was just so sweet.
But when I said about the wings earlier, there were huge wings. It wasn't a budgerigar at that time. But you know, like I said, spanning all and beyond.
Gwen has just joined us. She's coming to say,
are we going? Maybe coming to the end now, Danny. It has been beyond words having you on the show. Really lovely. Thank you for diving into we have a pool of gems this evening.
Yeah. It's a pleasure. It's lovely to be
with
you.
Oh.
Oh. It's been wonderful. Oh, mini cats come and join me too. So the animals have come in to say goodbye to everyone. And thank you to Danny for just your presence.
Yes.
Thank you.
And
bye-bye. The
Thunderbird, of course. And tenors, goodbye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Who are we saying goodbye
you.
To? To me. Oh.
Bye, Avril.